This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I don't know if any of you guys have kids in college. My kids are in high school. One's about to go to college. And I am freaking out, all right, because I can barely, budget what we need to do for the house and for clothes. And, we have the holidays and, family issues that come up and pets and, car problems. And we know college tuition is sky high. And luckily, one of my sons wants to stay in state. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, if you really want to get your panties all up in a bunch, you're going to listen to this next story. Merely the Chronicle of Higher Education today released an annual update to its executive compensation report, adding data on private colleges in terms of what the presidents in these colleges make. This is the most recent year for which IRS data of such figures is available. So going to 2015, and it shows that the average pay for a private college president in the United States in 2015 was $569,932, a $500,000 salary. That's up 9% from 2014. They say 58 private college presidents took home more than $1 million a year. Highest earning of the bunch was Nathan Hatch, president of Wake Forest University. He made just over $4 million in base salary and other pay combined. Okay, now I understand there's two sides to every story. I get that. But oh my gosh, $4 million. What the heck am I doing on the radio? Well, I love my radio job. I really, really do. But oh my, I could run a university. Alright, you get the wet t-shirt contest, right? For, that we make the guys wear the wet t-shirt contest. We have ice cream socials. I could totally oversee the sororities and fraternities. I think that would be a lot of fun. I'd be like, everybody go to bedtime. Okay, you have to study. Let's shut down all the lights. I could, easily, cut the power so they can't have their parties. I think I could do a damn good job for $4 million a year. Oh my gosh. The number of presidents earning over $1 million, they say, is unusually high in 2015, according to this Chronicle database reporter Dan Bauman in a press release. This is a market where presidents are negotiating more deferred compensation and bonus packages before they take the job. So college presidents get paid well because they have the power to demand it. Higher education is now in a huge upheaval, they say, culturally as well as financially. And leading a university is a tougher job than has been in decades. And being a teacher isn't. And being a plumber isn't. And being a firefighter isn't difficult. Man. Presidents, doctor, I know, nurse. Presidents must balance the demands of alumni, parents. Oh, whoa. You need to balance the demands of a parent. You tell the parents to shut the hell up and butt out. If their kid's in college, your kid's over 18. All right, just butt out. Honestly, hire me. So they must balance the demands of alumni, parents, donors, faculty, and current students. And current students are getting more vocal with their interests every year. They're also grappling with how to bring their brick-and-mortar institutions into the technology-driven future. Okay, so fine, buy iPads. Really? That's $4 million worth of advice? They say, but presidents' ever-creeping salaries, according to Quartz Media, say that it goes hand in hand with the runaway tuition problem that many colleges, including large ones in the U.S., are facing. So going to university is more crucial than ever for the current generation. I don't think it's as crucial. But again, if you need to stand out, getting an education is obviously very, very important. And schools keep increasing their tuition rates in order to pay for features that keep them competitive. So they need these, quote, glittering campus amenities, top-notch professors, high-quality presidents. So they say until fundamental issues at the core of their business strategies are worked out and where to cut costs, there is going to be higher and higher costs. And they say figures on the balance sheet. Textbooks have gone up. Tuition and fees. Housing. Textbooks. How have textbooks gone up? That makes no sense. I mean, textbooks. Now everybody reads stuff online. You know, my kids had to buy textbooks. And I'm like, okay, well, you know, fine. They'll have to, all right. So they, you know, and they had to actually pay for something that was online. I go, why don't you just download it for free? I understand, you know, sometimes downloading for free is not fair. We don't want to do anything illegal. But I mean, if I need to look up a math problem, I Google the math problem. So let's see what some of these people are making. They gave us some names. Let me see here if we have any names. Talked about Nathan Hatch. Here we go. Dr. Hatch's compensation without the extra earnings, a base salary of $839,000. Then, let me see who else they say. They say the top 10 included some expected names, like those from University of Pennsylvania, USC, Columbia University, University of Chicago, and Boston University. Number two was James Wagner. He stepped down as Emory University's president last year, and he made $3.5 million in 2015. Which included a payout of 10 years of deferred compensation, according to the university. He was number 33 on the previous year's list. Why did he leave Emory? Why did he step down? I'd be like, you know what? I don't care if the cafeteria, right, serves tater tots and Brussels sprouts. I think I like my pay. I think I'm going to stay a little bit. Jonathan K. Lane, a member of Emory's board, credited the deferred compensation plan with providing a stable, successful leadership. I could be a leader. Joanne Glaser departed in 2015 of President Bradley University. She made, I'm not sure how much she made. I think she made in the $2 millions. Daniel Curran from University of Dayton, $2.4 million in pay. So this is what you guys are paying for. All right, so how much did the average American worker make increase? Well, there was a 3.4% roughly in the same time period that college presidents made 9%. So look, I get it. The more money you bring in the university, you pay for yourself. I don't mind that. You know, I don't mind getting a job and saying, look, okay, give me a decent base, okay, but if I hustle, then you pay me more and I'll pay for myself. I think that's fine. Then they can make extra money. But don't be charging a crap load for textbooks and all the other stupid stuff they do. 1-877-DOLLY. We'll be right back. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com. We'll never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. are. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Patrick, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So 26 children have fallen sick this month from drinking formula contaminated with salmonella. Now, we do not believe any brands affected the United States. From what we understand from Reuters, the products affected were made in one particular plant in western France. Five cases were identified last week alone. Now, Lactalis Group is a French dairy company that's one of the largest in the world, has recalled more than 7,000 tons of these powdered milk products, according to the BBC. Now, the products in question were sold in Britain, Greece, China, Pakistan, Bangladesh, and Sudan. Brands affected include Picot, Millamil, Celia. And the reason why this is so important, in terms of how it, the reason why it's relevant to us is, I guess, Lactalis is best known in the United States as the distributor of Sorrento cheeses. You know those cheeses? Those are so yummy. So, in July, Danone, the former owner giant of organic yogurt company Stonyfield Farms, announced that it would be selling this company to Lactalis for $875 million. So just because something happens across the pond doesn't mean it's not going to happen here. Now, Sorrento cheeses, from what we understand, are safe, are fine. And again, this happened at one French dairy location, one particular plant. Parents have been instructed to stop using the formula. For those who must continue to give it to their babies, the company has suggested boiling the formula for at least 2 minutes to destroy the bacteria, then letting it cool back down before you feed it to the infant. Oh, that's some scary stuff. Now, they say the contamination should not currently affect the U.S. They say the recall of this infant formula product in France should not have impact in the U.S. They say the Lactalis America Group does not import any products from the plant in France that is subject to this recall. And they say that the Lactalis Group has taken all necessary steps to address this recall and is fully cooperating with government authorities in France. Now, every single child who was diagnosed is doing fine from what we understand. Please understand, a pregnant woman getting this salmonella, that could be very, very dangerous, not to mention any, even with a baby, could lead to meningitis. So we've talked about salmonella, cause horrible diarrhea, rash, bloody diarrhea even, nausea, vomiting, fever, chills. Salmonella actually kills 380 people in the United States every year, according to the CDC. The most recent outbreak in the U.S. was related to a crop of papayas. Previous outbreaks have been linked to pet turtles, backyard chickens. Now, back in 2011, we had two infants die in the U.S. after they drank formula that was contaminated with a bacterial infection. It wasn't salmonella, it was a different bacteria. So the FDA set new standards for formula manufacturers 3 years later and requires testing of the bacteria. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, well, we're having a little bit of a delay here with my computer. All right. I want to talk about the latest study on Alzheimer's. So they say by the year 2060, 15 million Americans will have Alzheimer's or some severe cognitive impairment. 15 million of us by the year 2060, according to the UCLA Fielding School of Public Health. They say funding from the NIH, UCLA researchers, with funding from the NIH, UCLA researchers looked at the largest studies made on rates of Alzheimer's progression and compiled that information in a computer model to analyze the aging U.S. population. And the model projected the numbers of people in preclinical and clinical disease states. And after assessing these results, the researchers have found that about 5.7 million Americans are going to have mild cognitive impairment by 2060. Then another 9.3 will have dementia due to Alzheimer's. And of those, 4 million will need intensive care service for this. Today, about 6.08 million people in the U.S. have Alzheimer's or mild cognitive impairment. So that's expected to double, close to triple. So 2.4 million Americans are living with mild cognitive impairment due to Alzheimer's. About 47 million Americans have some evidence of preclinical Alzheimer's, whether they have buildup of protein fragments called beta amyloid or neurodegeneration of the brain, and don't yet have symptoms. They say many of them will not progress to Alzheimer's dementia in their lifetimes, hopefully not, but we do need improved methods to identify which people will progress to clinical symptoms and develop interventions for them that could slow down the progression of the disease. So they say this is the first study of its kind to estimate the numbers. I mean, we need to get our poops together. We really do. Okay, 15 million of us. Now, by the year 2060, so how many years? Well, that's, 43 years from now. So how old will I be? Do I have to tell you my age now? I don't want to tell you my age now. Yes, I could very well be around in 2060. Very much so. The boobs aren't going to look too good. Let me just say that. I'm going to be at an age where you're not going to like the boobs. All right. That's a problem. You may not like them now. You want to see my... Look at my shoes. That's where they are. You know, it's... I get depressed when I think about me aging and continuing to age. I already look like Phyllis Diller. I like Phyllis Diller. Good for her. You know, when you start to lose your looks... See, me... Okay, can I digress? I know I never digress on this show, but let me digress, okay? And then I'll tell you guys how to prevent or how to, you know, guard against Alzheimer's. But here's the thing with me, okay? The big mistake I made, you know how they say youth is wasted on the young? The big mistake I made is I never appreciated my youth. It was always about, okay, I got to go to school and I got to do this because later I need to be a doctor. I have to be a doctor. I have to support my family. I have to have kids. I have to do this. I have to do this. So I go through school and my 20s are gone. Then as I go into my 30s, well, I got to have a family and I got to build the practice and I got to make sure that I could pay for the kids. So I go through my 20s and 30s not living. It was all about school and it was all about preparing for my future. Well, now I'm middle-aged. I got a big butt, all right? Boobs are drooping. And now I feel like, okay, even though I still don't have the money that I was hoping I would have, I am ready now to party and to dance on the dance floor and to look all cute. And no, I'm middle-aged. It's not my time. It's a millennial's time now. I wanted to record an album. I wanted to dance to Michael Jackson and moonwalk in front of everybody. I wanted, you know, there's so many things I wanted to do. And I never thought I was pretty when I was younger. Never did I think I was pretty. There were always so many people who were super pretty. So, now that I'm looking at myself and I look at my old pictures and I go, well, I actually could have actually looked really good if I quit wearing turtlenecks and long skirts and showed my legs or embraced my beauty. I was always like, I'm just an inner beauty. So now what do you do? Well, I can't wear the makeup that I wanted to wear in the 80s and 90s. Okay. I look stupid being middle-aged. Unless I go the Phyllis Diller route. Phyllis Diller had her hair blondish, all over the place, heavy makeup. And not Tammy Faye. I'd rather look like Phyllis Diller. She was funny. And I think that's who I'm going to want to become. Because she could still be the life of the party. She could still be attractive, but she could be funny attractive. Yeah, the other day I had to take off my makeup and I needed 2 makeup wipes. Not just 1 makeup wipe, 2 to take off my makeup. So I think I'm already turning into her and I'm really, really honored by that. I'm really proud of that. I'm not handling the aging thing well because, not because I don't like where I am today or what I look like today. It's I didn't stop and smell the roses and enjoy what I had then. Now, maybe that's why I am here the way, you know, today. If I did stop and enjoy the roses, meaning, you know, enjoy men after men after men, maybe I would have never made it to medical school. So I guess things happen for a reason. So if I swapped my youth for some sort of security, that's great, but, it really would have been nice to, you know, be the pretty one in the room. All right, so here we go. Preventing Alzheimer's. What should we do to reduce our risk? Well, there's a lot of things we need to do. One is we got to exercise. We have to do regular exercise. According to the Alzheimer's Research and Prevention Foundation, regular physical exercise can reduce your risk of developing Alzheimer's by 50%. They want 150 minutes of moderate intensity exercise each week. Check with your doctor that you can do so. They want us to build muscle. They want us to, include balance and coordination exercises. We got to remember to protect our head, especially if we do any activities like football, soccer, etc. They want us to be socially engaged, volunteer, join a club or social group, join a choir, take group classes at the gym, connect with others on social networks like Facebook, they say can help. Visit your local community center or senior center. Go out. Go to the movies. Healthy diet. We got to cut down on sugar. Have to. We got to cut down on trans fats. Do not eat anything that has partially hydrogenated oils, even if they claim it's trans fat free. Avoid fast food, fried, and packaged food. These fats can cause inflammation and produce free radicals. They say enjoy more of a Mediterranean diet. Get some olive oil in there. Get plenty of omega-3s. Omega-3s you could get in fish and seaweed and mackerel. Eat more fruits and vegetables. Tea. They say cook at home. Then mental stimulation and get good sleep. And, of course, avoid your stress. 1-877-DOC-DALY. Don't go away.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, I already bought my tickets for the Star Wars movie. I think I overspent. You could order them online, and then you could, I guess, you could then, like, reserve seats. There's this place called Galaxy Theaters. It's across town where I live, but I guess there's a movie theater on my side of town where you could order seats, and I just haven't figured out how to do that yet. But I go to Galaxy Theaters, and I got my seats, And I'm really excited. I guess it comes out the 15th, and we're going to see it, I think, the next day. From what we're understanding, The Last Jedi is being billed as, quote, the best movie since Empire. I got to admit, The Empire Strikes Back was kind of phenomenal and groundbreaking in that sequels usually suck. Like, remember Jaws 2? It wasn't as good. Rocky 2? Yeah, it was good, but not as good as the first. People like The Empire Strikes Back so much, and some people like that more than Star Wars. So that's why they are comparing this to Empire. So the world premiere of the 8th chapter of the Skywalker saga, directed by Rian Johnson, took place in Hollywood Saturday night. And wowee, they say the Force is strong on this one. Now, Disney has a very strict embargo on full reviews until Tuesday, but apparently Twitter has been very, very positive. Star Wars, The Last Jedi, they say, is everything. Quote, intense, funny, emotional, exciting. It's jam-packed with absolutely jaw-dropping moments. I love it so, so much, I'm still shaking, according to Gizmodo's Jermaine Lucier. I can't believe The Last Jedi exists. Rian Johnson is a madman, and I love him for it. He takes Star Wars on the edge and throws it over. What a crazy, awesome movie. We'll be talking about this one for a long, long time. It looks like, I still think Han Solo's coming back. They don't say that. I just don't believe that Han Solo is dead, you know, because he was our favorite. We liked him more than Luke Skywalker, didn't we? He was cute. He was, you know, a rascal. He was a bad boy. Luke Skywalker, I don't know why people had a crush on him. To me, it was more about him and Chewbacca, so manly and hairy and testosterone-y, very sexy. I was not into Obi-Wan. No, I wasn't. Anyway, so they say The Last Jedi is very different, exciting, surprising, so many emotions. Stay away from the spoilers because you really want to like it. So anyway, so there's a lot of good scoop. I don't want to go through all that, but apparently they say that it was very, very good. Now, mind you, okay, in order to make sales, they are going to have to step things up and step up the hype. I don't want anybody overhyped about this movie because it could stink. But I don't think, from what I understand, it's not going to stink. Mark Hamill looks very, very happy. Again, so sad that Princess Leia is gone. Carrie Fisher, still can't believe that because she could have been there to, you know, just watch her work. She is in the movie. Watch it reach fruition. Such a shame. Now, the Golden Globe nominations are out. And again, I haven't really seen a lot of these movies. But for those of you guys into this, from what we understand, Dick Clark Productions produces the Golden Globes in association with the Hollywood Foreign Press Association. Seth Meyers will MC. I don't know how much politics are going to come into play. It's going to be very interesting to see if they're going to be hush-hush with all the sexual harassment stuff. But sticking to business, here's a list of the 2008 Golden Globe nominations. So for Best Picture, a drama, Dunkirk I saw. I thought Dunkirk was good. Does it deserve a Golden Globe? I don't know, but good. Then these other ones I don't know. Call Me by Your Name, The Post, The Shape of Water, and Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. Not sure, but those are for Best Picture. Best Picture for a comedy or musical. The Disaster Artist, Get Out, The Greatest Showman, I, Tonya, and Lady Bird. The only one I recognize is The Greatest Showman. That's like a Hugh Jackman movie. He can sing. I'm not the biggest fan of his voice, but he can sing. I like his acting more, and I really like him shirtless. To me, Hugh Jackman is Wolverine, so I don't really need to see him dance. But I am a big fan of Zac Efron also. Best Performance by an Actor in a Motion Picture, Daniel Day-Lewis for Phantom Thread, Tom Hanks, The Post, Gary Oldman. Oh, that's right. Tom Hanks, The Post. That's the movie about what? American Express? Wasn't Castaway about that also? What's with him and Mail? Gary Oldman, Darkest Hour, Denzel Washington, Roman J. Israel Esquire, and Timothy Chalamet, Call Me By Your Name. Okay, at least I know who they are. Best Actress, Jessica Chastain from Molly's Game, Sally Hawkins, Frances McDormand, Meryl Streep in The Post, Michelle Williams, All the Money in the World. Not sure about any of those movies. I haven't seen them yet. Best Performance by an Actor in a Motion Picture, Musical, or Comedy, Steve Carell, Ansel Elgort, James Franco, Hugh Jackman, Daniel Kaluuya. For actress, Judi Dench, Helen Mirren, Margot Robbie, Saoirse Ronan, Emma Stone. Best performance for supporting, William Dafoe, Armie Hammer, Richard Jenkins, Christopher Plummer. Oh, all the money in the world, Christopher Plummer. Isn't that the role that Kevin Spacey had that they had to replace right away? Best performance by an actress, Mary J. Blige, Hong Chau, Allison Janney, Laura Metcalf, and Octavia Spencer. Best animated film goes to The Boss Baby, The Breadwinner, Coco, Ferdinand, and Loving Vincent. Haven't seen any of them yet. Best director, Guillermo del Toro, Martin McDonagh, Christopher Nolan for Dunkirk, Ridley Scott, and Steven Spielberg. Steven Spielberg's always in the list. Best screenplay, we don't care about that. Okay, best original score, no. Original song, Let It Snow, Let It Snow. No, that's not on there. Remember Me, I guess is in Coco, Home, Mighty River, The Star, This Is Me. Foreign language we never know about. Drama, television series. Okay, here we go, here we go. Okay, The Crown, which I thought The Crown was very, very good. Game of Thrones, hell yeah. The Handmaid's Tale, Stranger Things, and This Is Us. Okay, those do well. Best television series, Blackish. The Marvelous Miss Maisel, Master of None, SMILF, and Will and Grace. Here's my thing with Will and Grace. I've been watching Will and Grace. I'm a huge fan, and the writers are hilarious, but they really got political. They don't get through any show without ripping on the current administration. And they made a lot of people mad when they had one of these camps that was supposed to, I guess, change gay kids to being straight, and they had a picture of Mike Pence up in the background. So that's ridiculous. I've always been a huge fan of Will and Grace, but when you start, you know, with these political digs, it's ridiculous. Jason Bateman. Oh, Bob Odenkirk for Better Call Saul. Ooh, Lee Schreiber for Ray Donovan. They're up for Best Actor. And let me see, what else? Best Performance Actors. We don't really care about that. Best Television Limited Series, Big Little Lies, Fargo, Feud, The Sinner, Top of the Lake. All right, I think we can move on. Anything? I don't see me anywhere on this list. Where's Dr. Dahlia's show? There's no Golden Globe nominations for radio. I think there should be. If so, I would say it would be the sexiest actress. Sex? No, I wouldn't get that either. All right. You know, it was interesting. One of the shows I like to watch is Star. And Empire. I like watching Empire and Star. And I'm watching Star. It's very good. And every now and then they'll come up with something very, you know, pertinent, current events, like, you know, shootings and things like that. But they have this picture of Kathy Griffin. There's a picture of Kathy Griffin. And they make mention of it a couple times. And is Kathy Griffin supposed to be a hero? With the whole Trump and, you know, sitting there holding up a Trump head. Boy, she must have some clout for them to stick a huge, large picture of her on the set of the show Star. You know, TV's an escape. Movies are an escape. That's why I think we love the franchise of Star Wars. I'm sure there's undertones and political undertones, but let us go to a movie and not have to think about Pelosi or Trump or the Alabama special election, or the weather, or the fires, or ISIS. Let us escape. 1-877-DOCTELLY. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DRDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. They say an alarming number of hepatitis A cases have swept across southeast Michigan, and this has been probably the largest outbreaks that the public health officials have said to occur in the United States since the vaccine was widely introduced 2 decades ago. So we've been talking about the hepatitis A outbreak in San Diego. extending to Los Angeles and Arizona. And now we're being told Southeast Michigan. In 2017 alone, Michigan has led the nation in hepatitis cases per capita, according to a Free Press analysis. More than 500 cases have been reported this year. They say the far-reaching outbreak has heavily impacted Wayne, Macomb, and Oakland counties, created a coalition of sorts among local and state officials who are working to keep the disease from spreading among the region's most vulnerable at-risk populations. They say Detroit and Macomb County have the highest rate of outbreak-related cases at about 2 cases per 10,000 residents. Now, we don't know why that's happened. All right, but they have found that I believe the cases have climbed to 583 last week. Detroit and multiple other counties that we've discussed. So they say typically what we would see this time of year is about 14 times lower than what we are currently dealing with. I don't know if we've ever seen a hepatitis A outbreak like this before. Now, they think that maybe there's a strong connection, according to Macomb County Health Department Director Bill Ridella. I think there is a strong connection to a number of these cases with the opioid and heroin problem. About half of the cases in Macomb County have some connection with drug use or heroin. Excuse me. Sorry, I thought a sneeze was coming. Hold on. All right, I sneezed. Sorry. Bless me. Thank you. Yeah, I heard that. Thank you. Salud. Thank you. So, Kazente. They say typically what we would see this time of year is 14 times lower. So, there's been a shortage of vaccinations across the country, they say. That has also caused an uphill battle. The CDC is exploring options to increase vaccine supply, and one manufacturer has said it might be able to supply more to support the demand. Hepatitis A is vaccine preventable. You get the vaccine, you hopefully don't acquire hepatitis A. So now there's a huge demand. And it has increased substantially over the past 6 months, and they say vaccine supply to meet this demand has become constrained. So, we believe that 20 deaths have already been reported in Michigan. It's a highly contagious, hepatitis A is a highly contagious virus that causes liver disease called hepatitis. You end up inflaming the liver, cells die. As they do this, their contents leak out, and you may become jaundiced, looking more yellow. Not to mention you have a liver that's not functioning well, so you get a backup and a backflow of a lot of the bilirubin and bile. And you can get hepatitis A by contaminated food or water or during sex. It's an oral fecal route, so if you consume any fecal matter that have the has the hepatitis A, you could become then unfortunately affected. Oral sex in rectal areas also can transmit this. So we're watching this hepatitis A outbreak going on in Michigan, as well as we're watching what's been happening with San Diego. They say, according to the CDC, an outbreak in San Diego led to outbreaks of hepatitis in California, Arizona, and Utah. They think they're related strains. We don't know if they are exact, but they do think they are related strains. And again, if 48% of the cases in Michigan are related to drug use and the majority of cases are men, 12%, however, with Michigan is related to homeless populations as opposed to what's been happening in San Diego. Many times with hepatitis A, it'll go away on its own. But if you are immunosuppressed, immunocompromised, if you're sick, if you are an alcoholic, unfortunately, hepatitis A could be very, very dangerous. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Now, many of you are diabetic and you take metformin. And metformin, or glucophage, is a fantastic medication for diabetes. However, many doctors will take you off of it if they're worried about your kidney. And if you have chronic kidney disease, they're going to take you off because they think it could worsen your kidney disease. Well, a new study says that it may actually increase your survival. Veterans who develop type 2 diabetes and who were started on monotherapy with metformin rather than a sulfonylurea, like glipizide and glyburide, had a lower risk of dying up to 6 years later, whether their kidney function was normal or mild to moderately impaired. So what they're saying is if you took metformin as a diabetic, you lived longer despite your kidney disease. The study excluded patients, however, with severe chronic kidney disease because, again, we can't give metformin to those patients. They say patients with moderate chronic kidney disease who received metformin as opposed to the sulfonylurea had absolute, even greater absolute benefit. So basically, they metformin had been approved by the FDA in 1995. It is contraindicated in those with high creatinine levels, and creatinine is a marker that we see in the blood. If your kidneys aren't working properly and you aren't filtering it well, unfortunately, that's a sign of kidney disease, and we don't want to give you metformin. It could also increase lactic acid acidosis. And kidney impairment we've tried to avoid. However, in April 2016, the FDA said, wait, you really could use it safely in patients with some kidney impairment, and they defined the cutoff of your glomerular filtration rate levels. And glomerular filtration rates is the rate at which your glomerules, the parts of the kidney that filter, flow. And so they said, if it's below 30, you can't use it. But if you're between 45 and 59, you can. They say even patients who fall to the 30 to 44 range can still remain on the drug because there's still more of a benefit. Now, what is this metformin and why does it work? Well, remember we talked about insulin sensitivity? All right, and insulin resistance. Metformin is one of the very few diabetic medications that help you lose weight. Moreover, it seems to improve the sensitivity of your insulin and decrease resistance of the insulin, preventing the insulin from bringing the sugar from the bloodstream into the cell. And metformin, you take maybe 500 milligrams once a day or twice a day or three times a day. Some people take 1,000 milligrams. And so what I always did with my diabetics is I started them low. And I usually have them on it twice a day. It really seemed to work well twice a day. I might add a glyburide or a sulfonylurea, which helps stimulate the pancreas to shoot out more insulin. But what's a real, real nice thing about these metformins, these that class of medication, is it doesn't cause this hypoglycemia. Sulfonylurea is like glyburide and glipizide. You take it, and boy, can your sugars fall because it stimulated the pancreas, and now you have this insulin that's ready to go and work. Metformin doesn't seem to do that. I've never had a person become hypoglycemic on their metformin. We even use metformin for these women who don't get periods well and have polycystic ovarian disease and are overweight, you know, a little bit of hair, extra hair growth, and so we'll use that, and it'll help regulate their hormones, help them lose weight, sometimes help stimulate their period. So it's a fantastic medication, one of our favorites, but it can cause GI upset, all right? We have a Manhattan couple suing a hotel claiming they left bat mitzvah guests hungry, and it was a $37,000 banquet. Wow. Apparently, Nancy Held said in her Manhattan Supreme Court lawsuit she's been planning this event for her daughter, Dory, after she was diagnosed with a genetic predisposition to cancer. It was a $37,000 bat mitzvah at Hotel Eventi in Midtown. It's supposed to be a once-in-a-lifetime party, but the hors d'oeuvres were cold, okay? They failed to offer rounds of all the hors d'oeuvres and cocktails that they paid for. The entrees of steak and scallops were ice cold. So she sued. Guests complained. Kitchen sent around more icy dishes. And you spent $37,000. You want some decent food. I've seen that. I've been to parties where we've had hors d'oeuvres. And the hors d'oeuvres, I mean, maybe one or two plates come out and that's it. And you're like, are you skimping on the food? So they're now seeking $811,000 damages for messing a bat mitzvah up. I can see that. 1-877-DOC-DELI. Don't go away.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma, your path to wellness begins here.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.